Guardian Unlimited.
Britain's hospitals aren't prepared to cope with a big terrorist attack. That's what research published today in the British Medical Journal says. Well, Tom Kosker's a doctor at Wickham Hospital in Buckinghamshire, and he's one of the authors of the study. First of all, in general terms, Dr. Kosker, just tell us some of the ways that hospitals could prepare for a major disaster.
The key thing with any of these kind of exercises is practice. And really what we found was that those trusts which were practicing these plans on a regular basis and were really quite fluent with them...
So we're talking about dry runs.
Yeah, which are regular dry runs, are really those in which staff feel most comfortable to deal with something when it really does occur.
And tell us about the research that you've done. You know, how many people did you talk to?
We very large number, actually. We spoke to nearly 200 people in acute trusts across the United Kingdom and asked them really how they felt about how ready they were if a major incident were to occur in their hospital, and whether they knew what they were supposed to do and where they were supposed to be. And we really found a sort of huge variation in that from those who had practiced quite often and read what they needed to read to those who hadn't seen the information that they needed and weren't even sure where to get it.
How many health professionals did you speak to?
Nearly 200. So they were all middle or senior grade doctors, and they were all in specialties who would be required to be present during a major incident, such as trauma and orthopaedics, general surgery and anaesthetics.
And of those, how many had read their hospital's disaster plans?
About a quarter had a look at least at the whole thing, and about 50% had read in detail their specific role if a major incident were to occur. But we found that just slightly less than half either hadn't read their section or hadn't read any of the major incident plan.
And was that their fault or the fault of their employers?
I think fault is a tricky word. I think the problem that many junior doctors have is that we change posts every 6 months, and every single hospital has a different plan. So it's very difficult to try and stay up to date with each of your new hospital's plans. So one of the key things that we're suggesting is that it should be perhaps a legislatory requirement that each hospital provides appropriate training when new doctors join the trust.
It was the London bombings of July the 7th last year that prompted this research.
Yeah, exactly. We just sort of wondered what the state of play was across the United Kingdom and really how well hospitals would have been prepared in the regions, maybe not necessarily in London, if this was to occur. And one of the things that particularly surprised us was the fact that actually the regions were in a very similar state of play to central London.
What sort of reasons were they giving for the inability to improve preparedness for a major incident?
I think at the stage that we conducted the research, the main worry was that they just didn't feel there was sufficient organised training. Now, I should say that since that stage, and we're currently reconducting this study, the Department of Health has thrown quite a lot of resources at the issue to try and improve training. And I think the situation probably has improved somewhat, but that's not to say that we can sort of rest on our laurels and not continue to train as much as we would like.
How does Britain's preparedness compare with that in other countries?
Very difficult to say. I think really the important message is that because Britain and the United States are probably the two most prominent nations if there is to be a terrorist attack, there's really no room for us to be anywhere apart from first and second within the world. And hopefully from our research we'll encourage people to help us achieve that status.
Dr. Kosker, thanks for talking to us.
Guardian Unlimited.